Thanks for listening to Inside Iowa, heard on this and all Cumulus Des Moines stations.
So a lot has gone on since our guest was in studio with us last. Please welcome Sabrina Ahmed, morning show anchor and political host on Local 5 News. Welcome back.
Thanks for having me back.
It just seems to me, and I know you love what you do, but it just seems like you just, they've had you running. You are just running so hard and fast with so much that has changed and happened.
It's a good thing, though. We love that we have the opportunity to do what we do. My husband, though, said to me, are we going to have a weekend when you're not working anytime soon? So it's all good, though.
Well, this is, as you said, presidential season.
It's presidential season.
So were you expecting as many Democratic candidates to come out as have so far?
You know, I knew that we would have a crazy field. The Republicans had a crazy field the last time around. There were 17 Republicans running for president, and I thought, no way will there be that many Democrats. Well, we're up to 18, and Cory Booker, when I interviewed him a couple weeks ago, said it best. I think 2020 is not only going to stand for the year that the election is in, but also the number of candidates running for president, 20.
It is interesting. Okay, so just this last weekend, you had Kirsten
Gillibrand. Yes.
Gillibrand on, and she seemed like a well-composed woman.
Oh, yeah, she was. She's a senator. There are so many senators running. She was wonderful. I've spoken to a lot of very kind people so far, and that's what I love about my job is I get to, of course, talk to them about the policy, but my goal is to find out who they are as a human being, what makes them tick, because I think that's what's most important to Iowans when they are going to the polls is, yes, of course, do you and I align correctly or with each other on policy, but also would I want to sit across from you at the dinner table? Do I think that you're a good human being? Are you a family person? I think that those are a lot of things that Iowans find to be very important. And so that's what I'm trying to get to when I'm speaking to these people.
I love that. And I think more and more, especially with the way, let's be honest, things are not, they're a little bit in turmoil. We want transparency.
Yeah, we do. And we want people who they can trust to be in office. So, of course, the Republicans will likely have a few challengers to President Trump. We already have a couple of Republicans who have said that they will be challenging him. But the more so this cycle is for the Democrats and for the Democrats to decide who they want to run against the president.
Right. Well, it's got to be amazing to be able to sit down and talk face to face with some of these individuals who may one day be president of the United States.
It is. It's almost surreal. You know, I have the front seat to meeting these people and to getting to understand not only their interactions with me, but I get to see their interactions with our camera operators in our studio when they walk in. And
how they treat people.
How they treat people. Mm-hmm. And you can tell a lot about a person from the time they walk into our studios to the time they sit down on our couch.
Isn't that kind of behind the scenes knowledge,
which
is kind of cool?
Yeah.
All right. Well, who all of you had a chance to meet then?
Oh, okay.
All of them?
No, not all of them yet. I'm in contact with all of their staff. I interviewed Bernie Sanders the last time around. I haven't had the opportunity to interview him this time. I interviewed Andrew Yang at the state fair, of course, before he announced.
Right.
Kirsten Gillibrand, as you mentioned, was on our show this past Sunday. Mm-hmm. Cory Booker was on our show the Sunday before that. Julian Castro was on a couple weeks ago. Marianne Williamson has been on our show. I know I'm going to miss somebody, but that's where we are thus far. But again, we've got lots of time.
We do. That's what I was thinking. I'm lots of time to nabble Bernie, too. Well, let's talk. I know we can't really break it down. There's not enough time with so many in the running right now. But Cory seemed like a guy who had energy.
Oh, yes, he did. What I liked about Cory, too, is that the minute I sat down with him, he brought up something personal. He said, hey, I hear your husband played college soccer. Well, you know, I played a different kind of football. And, you know, so he immediately wanted to create that personal connection.
Well, and even took the time to learn something.
Right, which I thought was interesting.
Yes, that is impressive.
But there are a lot of senators, as I mentioned, who are running. These senators are colleagues. They work together day in and day out and very closely because they're all in the Democratic caucus together. So it's been interesting to talk to all of these senators and say, you know, you are going up against some of your close friends. why? And they all believe that they have the right vision for the country and they are going to take the country in the right direction. And none of them are bringing their colleagues down, which
right.
I like.
Oh, dear Lord,
which has been
please.
So nice
yes.
to hear. Everyone has been very uplifting and positive about the other Democrats in this race. They aren't so positive about the other side of the aisle, but of course that's to be
right.
expected.
Right.
It will be interesting to see how it transpires and how that maybe shifts or changes as it gets to be a little bit more contentious and
yes.
as people start to fight even more for dollars, because of course there's only so much money to go around in a campaign like this.
Well, let's talk about that then. Sooner or later, things will, how do we say this? People won't be able to keep going anymore.
Right. These people who are running for president have to have staff. In order to have staff, you have to pay them. Scott Walker really kind of is who comes to mind from the Republicans. He was doing so well in his campaign, but he had such a robust staff that he no longer could pay them.
Mm.
And so that's why his campaign folded the last time around. So I think it will be really interesting to see who. So they have to report at the end of this month. So I believe March 30th is the reporting deadline. And I think we'll get the numbers around April 12th, April 15th. That's when they'll be made public. Of course, the people who are really proud of their numbers will make their numbers public before that.
Right,
but
right.
we'll see everyone's campaign dollar numbers middle of April, and that'll really tell us who's able to kind of get the momentum right off the bat. We know Beto O'Rourke is going to have a huge amount of money. Senator Elizabeth Warren will have a lot of money. Bernie Sanders will have a lot
right.
of money, but. As far as some of the other top tier candidates, that'll kind of shake out who is able to do that. But these candidates who I just mentioned will have a lot of money. Quite a few of them have a very large staff. So maybe they have a lot of money now, but they're going to run through it a lot faster, too. So it won't necessarily only be how much money can they make, but it will also be how much money are they spending?
Right. So let me ask you something, Sabrina. And if you're just tuning into the Inside Iowa show, Sabrina Ahmed is our guest today. You know her from the morning show anchor on Local 5 News, and she's also their political host. So some of these folks, they do know eventually that they probably will run out of steam. I mean, there are so many things that could happen, but when you look at them and you wonder why they do what they do.
Of course, they all want to think they won't run out of steam, right?
Right.
But I think that, it just obviously not all of them can win. Only one will
you become
the Democratic
nomination. You said it's only so much money to go
nomination.
Around.
They're, the Democratic nominee, you're right. There's only so much money to go around. But this is a great opportunity for them to gain name recognition, to increase their presence across the country. I mean, take a look at Ben Carson, for example. He ran for president. He was a doctor turned presidential candidate
right.
turned politician, and now he's the HUD secretary. So just because they
was he never in the Senate?
No,
in
no, he was
okay.
never a senator. So just because you don't become the nominee doesn't mean that their political futures end here,
or they can't have impact.
They can't have impact, and I do believe that the only reason that Ben Carson was chosen for HUD secretary is because he created a name for himself, and I shouldn't say that. Maybe he would have been chosen otherwise, but he created a name for himself in his political campaign.
Right. How do you stay unbiased? Am I saying that right?
Yeah, you are. It is not my job to decide how I feel or to tell you how I feel or to really feel anything at all. It is my job to get the answers for our viewers, and that is it. I have one job
to do.
That's
what we want, too.
That is all. People don't care what I think. And so that's not something that even comes to mind to convey. My job is to ask the candidate the questions, or whoever I'm talking to, ask them the questions, decide if I think what they're saying aligns with the other things that I know to be true, and then to challenge them, whether they be a Republican or a Democrat or before or against anything. My job is to be the devil's advocate always, and to also make sure that they're speaking the truth.
Give advice to those out there, because I don't like it when people do use their power to persuade. We, as the American public, do deserve to have that true honesty to make up our own minds. What would you be able to tell them to be able to think on their own.
Be an advocate for yourself. Don't use one source as the only way that you're getting news. Read lots of different types of articles. Consume lots of different types of media, whether it be in podcasts or on the radio or on TV. Whatever it is, don't close yourself off to having only one source. Because whether it be whatever type of source it is, there will always be some sort of bias somehow in whatever reporting there is. So consume news from all different facets and from all different areas of the spectrum so that then you can make the most educated decisions based upon what you hear from multiple different platforms.
And you also are not necessarily, or it would be a crazy godsend that you would have the same exact thoughts and agree with everything.
Certainly not. But also, if you're trying to go find a candidate to vote for, go meet them. We as Iowans have this incredible power that we get to see them face to face. It's a privilege, and Iowans should take advantage of it because not very many people in this country get this opportunity. Meet them, talk to them, find out what's important to you and ask them questions personally. Don't be easy on them. Be tough on them. Make sure that you are really getting to the bottom of who these people are, because we carry a huge burden in electing a president of the United States who leads us. So the best thing we can do is be informed. And the only way you can do that is by doing your homework, doing your research. And Iowans have the incredible opportunity to meet them too.
You know, I'm so glad that it's such a great point to bring up. We, I believe, at times get starstruck and we forget that these individuals are going to work for us.
Absolutely.
They are working for us. And we have a little bit of power.
Mm-hmm.
To be able to hold them accountable and to be able to bring in the people that we think are going to be thinking of our best interests.
And if you really feel strongly about something, advocate. Go volunteer. Go be a part of some sort of whatever you want to advocate for. Go do it, because if you don't, then you lose your voice. Your voice can be drowned out by other people who are louder than you.
Yep, and throwing it right out the window.
Right.
Well, what else would you like to say with all of the folks that we do have? Will we hear about the Republicans who are going to be running here soon? Do you have any idea?
If they come to Iowa, then we will meet them and we will talk to them. We have a political show, This Week in Iowa. It airs every Sunday morning at 9 on Local 5 News. And I would implore you to watch it, because we get to get weedy. We get to get into the weeds and talk about things that you won't see on a regular local newscast, which is really fun. I geek out about it.
She has fun. You've got me kind of geeking out on
okay,
it.
Okay, good.
So I appreciate
good. That's
that.
What well, I like to hear.
Last time you were in, I'm like, oh, this girl knows her stuff. I got to keep up.
I appreciate that. And so we'll have met all the political candidates over between now and hopefully the state fair. We'll have gotten everyone on the show, and then the state fair will be absolute mayhem. So if you like to go and see the big boar and ride the sky glider, do that. But also be prepared, because there are going to be more Democrats trying to run for president at the Iowa State Fair than we've ever seen.
Oh my gosh, I forgot really all about that.
Yeah, Lord, sorry, I know I'm going to give you anxiety on that one. That's like really far away from now, but just bear that in mind.
Well, because let's be honest, and we're talking about the presidential election of 2020.
I know.
And by the time the fair gets around, we're just a little over a year from that.
A year from that by the fair, but don't forget that the caucuses are February 3rd.
Right on,
So we will, Iowans will make their pick for a Democratic nominee in February, so less than a year from now. So we don't have that much time.
I keep forgetting about that and the importance of the caucus, too.
Mm-hmm.
Can you even in a few moments tell folks the importance of that?
Well, the importance of it is that that's how we pick the nominee. And so that's when we pick a platform for or the Iowans pick a platform for their party as well. Of course, the Republicans and the Democrats have their own versions of the caucus in the primary. But also, the Democrats this year are doing it differently. They're adding the virtual caucuses. We aren't really sure how it's going to all shake out, but hopefully that means more Iowans will have access. So it will just, it's exciting, and you should participate no matter what party you are affiliated with.
You know, she gets a geek face going when she talks about this stuff. You need to watch her. That's Sunday mornings to your show,
Sunday
right?
mornings at 9.
All right. How about one thing? We ask one thing before we have you leave.
Yes, please.
Tell us one thing we'd be surprised about Sabrina Ahmed.
The only thing that comes to mind is that I love food and butter. I don't know.
to be continued. Thanks so much for coming
Thank
in.
Thank you, Kim.
All right, we'll try to grab you again here, maybe in the midst of everything.
Always
if we
happy
can.
To be here.
All right.
Thanks for listening to Inside Iowa, heard on this and all Cumulus Des Moines stations.